We have some interesting facts. We have some great stories. We have some fun and philosophy. It's all on The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike. Thank you so much. First, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all of your livestock news? Well, you have it. It is Tri-State Livestock News. They offer all this and more. Every week, no need to roam for information. Just grab a cup of coffee and the latest livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, of course it does. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in north central Nebraska, the Valentine and Cherry County area. Whether you're going to a museum or down the Niobrara River, out to the Dark Skies International site at Merritt Reservoir, we got room for you to roam through the sandhills. So check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And lessons from an oyster from Jake Lake, as seen in The Connection. There once was an oyster whose story I tell, who found that some sand had got into his shell. It was only a grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings, although they're so plain. Now, did he berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse at the government, cry for election, and claim that the sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself as he lay on a shell, since I cannot remove it, I shall try to improve it. Now, the years have rolled around, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny. Oh, stew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now, the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? What couldn't we do if only we'd begin with some of the things that get under our skin? Again, that's by Jake Lake, as seen in his internet column, The Connection, and its lessons from an oyster.
Did you know that we're in the Honor America period?
I did not.
Well, Flag Day was last Saturday, the 14th. And now until the 4th of July and all this is the Honor America period.
Very
and
good.
Of course, we're counting down to the 250th birthday next year of our country. So a lot of things going to be happening there. And this is just called In Memory. In dreams, they still hear the thunderous tread of men in mists of strife and pain, giving their all that freedom reigns, gathering dust on the battle plain while we enjoy the fruits of the dead. The blast of bombs sear their land, children huddled in blackest night, wretched, unending terror and strife, no meaning to pain, just fight for life. As their world shakes with a fiery hand, our homes to feel the terrible cost, as fresh-faced youth feel old age flee in faraway lands across the sea. Remember them, so tempest-tossed, as gentle winds kiss the plain while cross. Hearts still ache for those they lost. Let's not forget what freedom costs. Let's not forget one life that lost. Let's not forget, by Jenny Klasna, today on The Good Stuff.
Indeed. Well, I recently shared some rodeo fun facts. I've got more of them that I think are interesting. National Finals Rodeo. The first National Finals Rodeo was held in Dallas in 1959. Yeah. And professional bull riding. PBR was founded by 20 cowboys who each contributed $1,000 to get the association started.
Wonder if they got their money back.
I do too. I'll bet they did. And Trevor Brazil. He holds the record for the most rodeo championships in PRCA history. He has 23 in the most all-around world championships at 13. Now, of course, you can't talk rodeo without talking about the clowns. Rodeo clowns not only entertain, but also have a crucial role in protecting cowboys from the livestock. The grand entry. Many rodeos begin with a grand entry, which includes a ride in the arena and the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. So those are just some fun rodeo facts. Might be stating the obvious to some of you and might brighten your knowledge. Increase your level of knowledge about rodeo for others.
If you enjoy The Good Stuff, let this radio station know. Let us know about it. Send an email to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for The Good Stuff.